Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oi! The boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and, frankly, appalling language. And sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around. And thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mates and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
It's the booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jimmy, JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to Footy Prime News and Dubs, your one-stop destination for footy news and dubs. Yeah, that's Amy Walsh. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
So, I use the yoga tune-up ball. So they're small massage balls.
Yep.
Don't make jokes. It's rife with jokes. And then you
call them Benoit balls, though.
So, like, I used to have like really bad IT band stuff.
Oh.
And then you kind of use these massage balls and you pin like your lateral hamstring and your lateral quad, which sometimes gets stuck on the IT band, and you kind of tease it away from it. You're never really getting rid of adhesions. You're just not.
Right.
But like you're informing, you're kind of remapping your muscles, like connecting your muscles, how it moves to your brain.
You're going to have to send me a link to show me that thing.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. I'll send you some balls.
They'll be up my ass.
You and your adhesions.
I'm going to send them back to you.
One is full of adhesions.
In the mail.
I had acupuncture done on my IT band once, and it was like, fixed it straight away. It was great.
Interesting.
Same thing. I couldn't do stairs. It was just like killing me.
Well, and this was all because of my Thanksgiving bowling. That's why it was 8 weeks. Like, it was bowling. The position you do when you're going down low.
Yeah.
It was putting too much pressure. It was incredible.
So you swing the leg, do you? You're like a pro. The leg swing. Wow. Do you spin the ball?
I do it too.
No, I don't do a spin. But I also play the five pin.
You play five pin. No, I do the leg kick though, just for funsies.
Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah.
When you throw it into the gutter, when it goes straight into the gutter.
Over to the lane over. Sorry.
Bowl for ages.
It's fantastic.
It's so much fun. It is fun.
Sharms, I need more information about your exercise class. Was it, please tell me it was leotard.
I saw that. Yeah, it was dance-a-thon, dance aerobics.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wear a lot of shiny, you know, not just the regular spandex, but the shiny spandex. Like the video you showed. Yeah, you can see
what did the hill? It was a hill workout. Is how you described it. Like, was it?
No, yeah, it's
actually
just
running hills.
Yeah, they call it Everest. It's fucking awful. So you start on like a 2% incline and you pick your speed. And then every minute you go up 1% to 15, and that's pretty steep, 15%. And then you come down 1%, and there's how many K you can, well, miles in this case, you can run in that time. So it's my first workout, like I said, in a month. It's been pathetic. So I went a nice low low speed to start, like 5 miles an hour. I made it to 10, not 11, and then I had to walk it. I was just freaking dying.
But that's okay. You're still doing it.
Doing it, I suppose. Yeah, yeah, you're right. I had to get off my ass, you know. It's the first, that first workout, getting back in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the hardest one, as we all know.
Yep, it's true. But you said, like, in forget your the exact turn of phrase you used, that in a moment of self-loathing, you booked a ton of exercise classes. I feel like in a spectrum of things you can do in a moment of self-loathing, like, you're winning. You booked exercise classes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's losing. Because I was straight upstairs, closed the bathroom door, rub one out.
Unless you booked it with one hand as you were doing something else.
It was either doing that or it was heroin.
Right.
And I chose the exercise this time around.
And then rub one out.
Less heroin next year. And then rub one out, yes.
Yeah, rub one out on an incline.
Hey, Craig's here.
Hello, guys. Hey,
Craig.
What's going on, Craig?
Not much.
Is this your new computer arrives, so next week, right?
Next week, Jan 3rd.
We should have a big celebration podcast party for the first show with the new computer.
Yeah.
I'm going to be away next week, so we're going to have
you
to
mean you're not going to join us from Dominican Republic?
Oh, yes. Well, it does have Wi-Fi all over. I'm bringing my computer, just so you know.
There you go.
In Dominican, it's pronounced Wi-Fi.
Hui-fi. Yeah. So, Craig, are you excited? This is a big step for you. New computer.
Oh, yeah. I'm just over the moon. I can't wait. Wonger, honestly, I can't sleep.
It better bloody work.
Yeah, it better work.
If it actually is the internet in the building, then we'll be really upset. But it's been two buildings now, so we assume it's a computer.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited to have our Craig Forrest back. Mm. I mean, he's back now on his phone.
The phone's better. Yeah, it is. The phone's good. It's fine. But obviously
for a little while, he was a shadow of himself.
Well, you had a really good insight, Dubs, that you shared on the dark web, if you don't mind sharing it, about Craig's internet. What was it do?
Yeah, I think I remember. I think I said basically that it was two things. It was that Craigor is always a willing participant and has so much to offer. And in fact, I defer to him on a ton of stuff, but sometimes he wouldn't say anything for fear of waking up his internet being poor or starting something and not being able to finish. And we are all worse for it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were worse for it.
Maybe it's Rogers and Bell. They're sabotaging me.
Oh, we're a media company.
We're talking soccer. That'd be great. If they target us, that means we're something. We're relevant. We're important.
That's right.
We noticed that there's a new show called Footy Prime talking about soccer, and we can't be having that. We can't grow this sport in this country. No. We're vehemently against it.
Yeah. We're going to raise your bills another 20%.
Yeah. JC's here too, by the way. Hey, JC. No Jimmy as yet. It might surprise our listeners to know, but there's no Jimmy here as yet. But he might stumble upon us accidentally at some point in the next 45 minutes. We'll
is
see.
Is he alive, actually? Has anybody actually seen him, or is he like Snuffleupagus?
Snuffy.
I don't know. I haven't heard of him since Christmas, I don't think.
Hey, have Bird.
You? Was he on the last show?
On the podcast.
Yeah, he was on the last show.
Oh, he was. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Cardboard cutout.
Outstanding contribution, clearly, for you, Sharms, in your estimation.
We have to renegotiate his deal, clearly.
Yeah.
It's big because it's big football time coming up, right? Transfer window opens up on the 1st. That means all sorts of nonsense might not happen. The rumor mill will just kick in high gear. And nothing that much really happens towards the end, right? But already there's rumors out there. Hugo Lloris joining LAFC, which as is brought up by your Dubs and Craig on the dark web. What does that mean for Max? Or is Max moving on somewhere else? I don't know. I've heard nothing. Nothing at all. But, I mean, at this point, I think I said it. I think I'd rather have Max than a aging, let's be honest, over the hill Hugo Lloris, albeit a World Cup winner. Why would he do that?
I find it strange. I really do. I don't see the point in it. Max has been strong. He's been excellent for the club. Great servant, great guy, good teammate, everything. You want to bring in 37-year-old, not old for a goalkeeper, but it just seems like it doesn't seem like a step forward. It seems like at the best, a sideways step. And for somebody that's put as much into it, that club as Max has, I think it's, if it turns out this way, it's a bit of a slap in the face, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, he comes back from injury, Dubs, and then doesn't just come back from injury, but in the playoffs was outstanding until, okay, perhaps the final wasn't his greatest moment, but they wouldn't have got to the final, I don't think, without Max.
Yeah. As Forrest said, his contributions have been great. And then you also have to say that the club has supported him quite well. But he's been a great servant, as Forrest said. But maybe the angle here is that we talked about the importance of Max getting minutes so that when the men's national team is back in action in that key matchup against Panama to get to Copa America, Trinidad. That he can maybe wrestle that number one away from Borjan. He needs to maybe go on loan somewhere. So maybe this is the angle. Maybe he's already going somewhere. Because I think his deal is up at LAFC, is it not?
I believe so. Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what happens.
On a pure performance level, like, yes, your deal's up, start negotiating the deal, but on a pure performance level, he's been stalwart for that team. And that's what I find odd, because Lloris has been shaky, old, and is at the end of his career. And on a pure marketing level, keepers don't move the needle like a Messi, like a Ibra. They don't, just on a marketing level. Like, even, you know, anyone at TFC or CF Montreal or Vancouver, they just don't.
Right. You want the marquee striker.
You want someone you can wrap highlights around, that people, like, there's, you know, there's more out there. There's everyone but a keeper, almost, you know?
No, it's a valid point, but I think, having discussed this now, clearly he's leaving LAFC because Lloris isn't coming in as a number two and Max is a number one. So whether as a free agent, he can go where he wants, whether that's within MLS, where he'll be in demand, there's no doubt about that. Or if it's overseas, right? And this might be opportunity with the window opening in January. There's a lot of movement within teams, right? So teams will be looking for reinforcements. And Craig, if you're Max Crapeau, we're taking a backup job in a pretty big league be a decent career move to prove yourself, or does he need to get minutes as a starting goalkeeper? Perhaps not in one of the bigger leagues to start with, but a lower league.
Well, at this stage, he needs to be playing games. He needs to be playing minutes for sure. I'm sure he'll take it in his stride. He takes things really, really well. Generally, he's a very positive guy in how he dealt with a broken leg in the final last year and got back to full fitness. I thought, absolutely brilliant. But at the same time, man, oh man, I guess this is it's just what it is. I guess at the professional level, there's always somebody else coming up behind you and you're always having to prove yourself. But that's a bit of a tough one to take if I'm Max at this stage, if this is what they do, bring in Lloris. It's not like, for me, I don't honestly think he's a better goalkeeper than Max at this stage in his career.
Because from Max's perspective, he's won it. Yes, it was sort of, yeah, I'm not going to use the word fracture. That's awful. But, you know, he wins the title with LAFC, albeit from the sidelines. He has been a primary contributor to the success of that team. What does he have left to do in MLS? If, you know, you look at teams, you make it like maybe like a Cincinnati, maybe a Columbus, somebody who wants a real, you know, talented number one. Maybe you go after Max. So from a franchise perspective, maybe that makes sense. But from his own personal perspective, I don't think it does to stay in MLS. If he's looking to do something else, he's maybe conquering a different league and looking for a different challenge.
What if TFC can trade Sean Johnson for something to start the rebuild? And this, and that's no statement of Sean Johnson. Great goalkeeper. There's a connection there, right? Back to Canada. John Herdman, who didn't slate him over Borjan in fairness. So maybe it's a terrible connection. Yeah. But just, it's, you know, throwing things out there at this point, right? I mean, he will have opportunities, is my point, right? A ton of opportunities, either within the league or you know, trying his wares outside the league. And Dubs, when you say, you know, I won't use the word fracture because that's terrible. You actually just used the word fracture.
I know.
And it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't stop myself. I blame you for the 8 o'clock start.
Yeah. It's not, we often do 8 o'clock starts on Fridays.
I know, but it just feels, you know, in this bizarre purgatory, but kind of lovely, not knowing what day it is week, which I relish. I like it. I like the not knowing. 8 o'clock does feel early.
I don't like this week. I never do. Maybe it's the come down from Christmas. And
really?
Yeah.
I like I'm like Dubs. I like the nebulousness of it. It's like floating. I guess the only time I don't like it is when you realize what day it is. You're like, oh shit, Friday. I have to go to the bank today or something like that.
Right. Cause you have something scheduled or exactly. You're not really realizing what day it is.
Yes.
I like all the football. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It's been great.
A lot of football. Some big results too. Your Hammers, Craig. Big result over Arsenal. A little revenge on Declan Rice. Up to sixth on the table now. David Moyes good.
Yeah. They played really well. I mean, they defended really well. Arsenal had a ton of opportunities. Ton of touches in the box. I think it was something like 77 touches inside the opposition's box. The most since like 2008 or something, since the records were began. So Arsenal, a bit like a wet lettuce, but from West Ham's point of view, they took their chances really, really well. But it's a problem for Arsenal. Remember, that I think last year they were how many points clear? Oh my God, 8 points clear, something like that. So,
yeah, it's irrelevant now. 2 points at the top is Liverpool, Dubs, and no one's gonna be broaching that, are they? It's Liverpool's to take at this point. I don't know how they throw it away.
It makes me a little bit nervous, to be honest.
Everybody's
dropping. But this might be part of my hot takes. So we won't dive into it now, but I'm quite pleased with the way that the table looks.
Yeah, we're doing hot takes today, later on.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Actually. Pretty incredible, though. Craig's Hammers, right? you look at them.
Craig's Hammers incredible. He's not the first time he's heard that.
Your hammer is
thank
tremendous.
You very much.
Craig Forrest.
You're welcome. You're welcome, says Craig Forrest.
But it's nary a week ago where this West Ham team, as resilient as they were defensively, I mean, sure, against an Arsenal that showed a lack of conviction, I think, in both boxes, both attacking and defending. But, I mean, this West Ham team had just about given up in the Carabao Cup to Liverpool. Right. It was depressing. It was lackluster. It was embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And the same center back pairing play against Arsenal and looked outstanding. So good on them. I'm pleased for West Ham.
And Areola.
And
Areola.
Areola. My goodness.
Why haven't we used that word? Or he that guy's
he
name?
Nipped Gabriel
Jesus. We have used it. I think at the start, right? We definitely used it and we have fun with it. It's just been a while. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Titillating performance, I thought.
Titillating. You've been sneaking around dropping that one in a while.
Please. It's overt. It's puns.
Areola was great.
Perky even.
Nary does a show go by that Dubs doesn't want to use the word titillating.
That's right.
I did put in the dark web that it's no longer news. It was news and stuff at first. Then it was news and Dubs. Now it's news and puns.
News and puns, that's good.
News and puns, that's literally what we have to live with now with Dubs on our
you
team.
You have to live
we
with.
We have to. It's too late.
You're our very own Ron McLean, only funny.
So you know what? I will absolutely take that.
Shouldn't you be watching a World Juniors game right now anyway? I'm going to say that every time we talk, every time during the tournament.
Only
isn't there like
Canada's
another 11-3 smashing we should be watching or something?
Stop it. Only if Canada's watching or playing, rather. I'm watching if Canada's playing.
Are they playing today?
I was talking to the producer of TSN, who's over in Sweden. He's Kevin Pratt. He's been producing this World Juniors since the beginning of time, I think. And asking him about Celebrini. Celebrini has a bit of a name in soccer in this country. Rick Celebrini is his dad. I played with in the Under-20 World Cup in Chile in 1987. So a bit of a football hockey connection with that World Juniors, and Celebrini will probably go number one or number two in the draft. He's definitely the real deal. And interesting, TSN didn't know the connection, so I got a hold of Rick and asked.
No, if he was really?
Playing. Yeah, they didn't have the clue. Surprise, surprise. But asked Rick if he was going over. I didn't know because he's obviously the physio of the Golden State Warriors. And busy, but he will be going over to New Year's Eve and will be there for the medal round. So TSN might do something around the Rick Celebrini's soccer hockey connection.
That's because of you. Because you told
that's
them.
That's because of me.
Wow.
Breaking cool. story. Breaking. And
what is it about Canadian soccer people getting involved in the NBA as physios and director of sports sciences and stuff? What's that about? There's at least two now that I know of.
Alex McKechnie's connection with soccer and just about every other sport he's ever been involved with, but obviously the NBA since around 2000, I guess, or just before that when he went over to the Lakers, won five rings with them and one with the Raptors. So, yeah, he's got a good gauge on physio. So he gets asked a lot about if there's anybody out there. So he's helped not only Canadian physios, but he's helped a few English ones too. He's came across in the past in the Premier League that was a connection with me in West Ham when he was over there doing some stuff in the Premier League as well. So, yeah, so it's a small world.
Mm-hmm. And is Rick's brother Randy Forrest?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, the two of them, and I think 2005, 2006, when we were out in Vancouver in residency for 2 years before, well, there's a Women's World Cup in 2007 and then the Olympics in 2008, we're all based out in Vancouver, and they worked with the team doing prehab stuff.
That's
like
right.
Like physio, like getting our bodies kind of taken care of because we were overtrained probably at that point. So their help was really essential at that point.
Speaking of Celebrini, why don't we celebrate the introduction of Mr. Jimmy Brennan?
Oh, nice of Jimmy to join us. Hey, Jimmy, did you miss the message?
Well, yeah, I did, because the last message that I looked at, it said 9 o'clock is perfect. And Dubs was like, 9 o'clock's great. I was like, okay, good. I'm on at 9. Turned my phone off. And then all of a sudden you guys go 8 o'clock, Sharms. It's you, wasn't it? Because I'm going back through the messages.
It was in Slack, Jimmy. And
was it in Slack? Because I didn't see it in Slack.
See, there's a problem. You need to turn your Slack notifications on, don't you?
Slacking off.
Slack has a bad name.
Slacking off.
It just doesn't make sense to me. It's like, well, I'm slacking. So I'm not going to look at that.
Is it irony? Is that why they named it that?
It doesn't work for irony. Not in marketing. No.
Why?
I don't know. It's just because you need to be very forthright, tell people what you are, tell people what you do. Irony doesn't work in marketing.
But in this case, we all know what Slack is. Everyone knows what Slack is.
Yeah.
So it's working.
Well, not for everybody.
But what would you call it?
An enterprise level. It works on an enterprise level. I don't think it... I think it's
would
hard
you call it,
to...
Would you call it conscientious?
It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be conscientious. It's supposed to be a scheduler and a project management.
So it should be called conscientious.
Yeah, it could
doesn't
be.
Have the same
or diligent.
Respect, is it?
Vigilant.
Diligence. That's good. Vigilant or diligent?
Both.
Both, yeah.
Yeah. Can I make an argument? I don't know. Can I make an argument that one of the problems with soccer / football marketing in Canada, and going to Craig's point about these stories, people don't brag enough. People don't market themselves enough. And maybe it's part of the hockey had a huge head start. And it seems to me that there is a reluctance for people to put themselves out there and brag.
And, you know, I think it's very Canadian. And I would argue that we are in a place now that we have to start bragging about the sport more, talking about how great it is, because I think there is a bit of a opportunity being missed. And that makes me a little sad. And I think part of it is bragging more and being a little more, you know, excited, enthusiastic about telling people instead of just going, oh, you know, you don't know who we are. Like Rick Celebrini, that's a great story. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad Craig told KP, Kevin Pryde, great golfer, by the way, that there's a story there. You know, like these are the connections that we need to continue making. And Dubs with Randy and that name, Randy, is always a Rick. Weird name for
He's
me.
He's a funny name.
And Rick. And Rick, yeah. For the women's team, it's sensational. And those are insights and stories that we need to get out. And maybe we will on footyprime.ca, Canada's newest soccer website.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone needs anyone to be braggadocious, we've got Dan Wong.
Well, Rick Celebrini is at the Warriors, Craig, you said? Warriors?
Yes, Golden State Warriors, yeah.
Well, we should get him on the show, talk about soccer, but then slide in some Warriors chat, and then that'll go crazy on the old socials.
Well, go crazy for us. Four of us are huge basketball fans.
Yeah.
Yes. He's been there a while, though, right? He has been there a few years, yeah. He was there when
Alex?
Yeah, you're a little late to the party.
Oh, shit.
Been through this already, Jimmy. Who did his Achilles in the playoffs? The year the Raptors.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, yeah. So was that Rick's fault?
No.
Basically. Basically.
Yes, we're going to get him on the show after that. Yeah,
a great way to get him on the show.
$40 million player, your fault.
But actually, Dubs would enjoy this. Doing a show, though, with you know, physios on, be it McKechnie, be it Rick Celebrini, and just talking the comparisons between football players and basketball players. So the sports are often compared, right? But from an athletic standpoint, how the athlete varies. That would be interesting to some people, I think. I'd find it interesting. Mm-hmm. I'll let you guys just go at it and just talk. So maybe that's something we can do in the new year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be interesting. Especially the difference between, Rick's done some work with the Premier League teams, but obviously the difference between that and the NBA, which is you're either traveling or you're playing, you know. So
right.
when do you get any training sessions in? When do you get that moments to even do rehabilitation and things like that? It's a different world, and it's a fast-paced world in the NBA too. So it's different nuances for sure.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that for sure. Jimmy, we're talking about the schedule and all the games. Any game stands out to you? We're talking about West Ham, Arsenal. Any other performances, matches that you'd like to weigh in on?
Not right now, Sharms, no.
Okay, good.
I guess you didn't see that Nottingham Forest result at Newcastle, eh? That didn't stand out?
Well, it did stand out, actually. It was a great performance. We needed that. But we talked about that last one, didn't we?
I think so, yeah.
They went up there and won 3-1.
Yeah.
It was a great game for them.
Being down that
massive result. They needed that because of it, especially with the teams in the bottom picking up results as well.
Yeah. All right, listen, let's get some hot takes and predictions, shall we, for 2024. Shall we do that?
Sure.
I'm sure you're all prepared. Obviously, 2024, we'll see Copa America, we'll see the Olympics. Can the CPL build on a successful 2023? Lots to get to. Who wants to start here? Who's done a little bit of preparation? I bet Dub says. She knows where she's going. Oh, JC. JC raises a finger. JC, what you got?
I have a prediction. Hey, it's me, JC. Whatever I do, I predict that Bournemouth will be in the top six.
Oh,
come February.
That's a prediction.
And that's JC's hot take, hot prediction. See you in the new year. New hot take.
I think through the past 10 games, they have the best record out of anybody in the Prem.
Do they really?
Headed with that. Yeah.
Well, they're 12th right now, 25 points. They're just 8 points out of sixth. So Yeah, it's going to happen. Speaking of Areola, it's Areola in this case who's turned it around. They could have fired him, right? A lot of clubs would fire the manager after the start they had, albeit a new manager. Stuck with him, show some patience, and they're playing some good football. So, yes, that's a good prediction, JC. Does anyone think it's going to happen? Raise your hands. No.
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 But we never thought Leicester was going to win the title either, so.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, Leicester was at the top of the table for a long time, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were.
Went 12th. They went 12th in end of December. But it's still a prediction. I like it. All right, Dubs, what do you have? What are you looking at for 2024?
In terms of a realistic prediction or a hot take?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Okay, I will predict. I'll go both. I'll say that Liverpool will win the league. I said it out loud. That's okay. I don't care. And my hot take is that not only will City not finish top four. Yeah, that wasn't my hot take. Not only will City not finish top four, but worse than that, their financial fair play violations will cause them to be relegated and Pep will leave.
Wow. Look at that.
Okay. Oh. And then actually I have more.
Oh.
I have hot takes for the group. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. I like this one.
Forest will trade the ball cap for a top hat and wear Adidas exclusively.
Whoa.
Wonger will trade the high five for a bow.
Oh, I like that.
Racist. I like that.
Oh, racist.
Slightly, but I had to use it for my hot take. JC will develop debilitating laryngitis and become a professional mime. Charms will drop pies and pivot to Charmin's proper muffin tops.
I've got a couple of those. Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy will start a podcast with Joey Barton.
That's probably the most likely. I have all those, actually.
Well done, Dom.
Thank you.
That's Jimmy fantastic. And Joey.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy see, I was prepared.
Jimmy and Joey, Danny why do Charmin. Women suck? That'll be the name of the podcast. Oh, by the
uter
way,
Dubs, in, uter out.
What? Dubs, I just started watching that show you recommended, the science one.
Oh, and?
Yeah, it's really good, and no wonder you hate men.
Oh, fuck off, James Sherman. I don't hate men.
I hate men watching that.
I love men.
Men suck.
Well, it's a great show, though. I love most men. I love you guys.
not since the first episode of The Boys has a bus incident shocked me as much as watching that. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, good recommendation. It was very, very good. All right, great takes there. Explain to me why you think Liverpool will win. Actually, no. Let's go back. Why do you think City? Because I mean, the court dates are at some point this year. We think, well, next year we think. Do you think the league has the balls to side against the great Man City and relegate them? I know it's a hot take and all, but is there any possibility?
I'm going to totally back down from my hot take, but I think it's unlikely. But I do think that they're bolstered is maybe the wrong word. I think that they're emboldened by the 10-point deduction they handed Everton, even though they're challenging it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it stems from that. I think they're able to build on that and then – I mean, that was how many, violations versus 115 that have been levied against Man City? You know, something has to happen here.
And Pep bolts. Wonder where. See, Ancelotti just signed an extension with Real Madrid. He's not going to Brazil after all, or Canada.
Good for him. 26.
Canada fans. Yeah, good for him. I'm not surprised he's not doing the Brazil job. I mean, that's a tough one right now. That's not a good team. By their standards anyway. So, I mean...
tough job, that one.
Very tough job, yeah. All right, Craig, do you have predictions for 2024?
Well, I think City's going to do it again. I hate to say it, but I think they're going to come strong in the second half like they do so often. Going for their fourth, what, title in a row? Mm-hmm. They've had a really busy schedule with this World Club Championship as well. Not playing like...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They could do, but Pep always gets them going, and I just think they're going to do it again. Liverpool second, got Arsenal third, and Villa finishing fourth, which would be neat. Good for them.
Villa fourth. Mm-hmm. How about fifth? Because that could be another berth in the Champions League, potentially.
Yeah, I'm going to say Spurs.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm.
Being at West Ham, eh?
My top five, I've got Liverpool, Villa, City, Arsenal, West Ham, and then Tottenham in sixth.
Say that again, Dubs.
You Villa second?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I like
that. I'm really, really buying into the hot take aspect of this pod.
Even though they've kind of dropped points the last two games, you know, being fanned out a little bit maybe over Christmas, not buying into that.
No, I think just given the body of Emery's work and everything that he's done and the buy-in that he's gotten since he came in, I think it's just a little wobble.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, what are your prediction and also your top five?
My top five. I think I'm going out there with this. I think Aston Villa wins it.
Oh, that is a hot take.
Love it.
Aston Villa wins the league, and I think Luton stays up. And I feel that Crystal Palace is going to get sucked in there and get relegated.
Yes, I said the same for my relegated team. They've got the Blades, Burnley, and Palace as the three teams getting relegated.
Yeah.
Even if they replace Roy with Steve Cooper.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Name some hot takes. Good races, at least, right? At least it's December and at both ends of the table. Nothing is really. I mean, listen, the Blades are going down. I think that's probably going to happen. But at the top end, Wongo.
Really good season.
Yeah, it's a really good season. Wongo, you got a top five?
I did.
I didn't give you a top five, though, did I?
No, go ahead. Sorry. Finish
I'm
going
to go Villa, Liverpool, Arsenal, Man City.
Wow.
Wait, you just said Villa. You just said Villa was going to win.
Yeah, Villa at top.
Okay.
And then I think it's going to be Arsenal, Liverpool, and then Man City. And then Spurs just squeaking in.
As the fifth. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you have?
I know you guys are going to hate this. Hey, this is my hot take. United in fifth. They are going to. They've been scoping around. And I see Villa dropping. I don't see them carrying this form all the way through. Spurs fourth, Arsenal third, City second, and Dubs and Charms, Liverpool will win the Prem this year. Just so everyone knows.
I hope you're all right. I hope you're
A couple other hot takes. Canada Soccer will name a female general secretary.
Where would that come from?
Who was a McGill grad and worked at MLSC and
round about January the 22nd, maybe committee. Round about then.
Yep, so that will happen. And TFC, so everyone knows, TFC will be relegated into CPL this year. Colin Herdman is going to have a rough year, and they will fail miserably once again, TFC. I'm sorry, all of our TFC Reds fans. It's not going to be a good year for John, but it is a building year. So he has 1 year to have a bad year, and this is it. So they will be relegated, though, and we'll have to fight for promotion the year after.
Well, if they finish third from bottom, it'd be a better than they've done in the last 3 years.
That was my last night's sex position.
They've been building a long time, haven't they?
From bottom? and you said Manchester United was scoping around. I would say scoping around, and that's you, third from bottom.
No kidding. They call it the centipede.
Why is he staring at his parents having a 69? What is wrong with that guy? He's lurking.
TFC could also win it, you know, this year as well.
They could, but my hot take was fail miserably and get relegated. So Nesker, I know what you're doing out there listening to us here and there, but Nesker, they're gonna fail, and I want John to win, but he hasn't been on Footy Prime yet, you know, in a while.
As a TFC head coach.
Yeah, so we're going to have to, maybe if you can charm me, my attitude will change.
How about prediction here, Jimmy? Bernardeschi and Insigne, are they both back this season? Are neither one back this season, or is one back this season?
I think they're both back.
Really?
Blech.
I think they're
so
both
expensive.
Back.
Do they think they want them to take them?
Well, that's the problem. When they cost so much, who's going to take them?
And they're not going anywhere.
The only thing is, if they do go, then you're going to have to eat some of that salary.
Yeah, and that's how it could happen.
The budget. That's the only way it's going to happen.
MLSE are good at that.
I was going to say they've never had to do that before in any sport.
I mean, there's rumors this week that Bernardeschi was skulking around the Serie A. Who was it? What team was it? Juventus again? I forget now.
No, was it? Was it Bologna? No.
I can't remember.
That's pronounced baloney.
Yeah.
I'll say this, though. If Bernardeschi leaves...
Both of them, right? Both of them back in Italy posting, and then you're seeing that, you know, they're getting linked with certain teams, but nobody's touching their salary.
No. Nobody. No.
They make it more here than they would do in Serie A.
Way more. Way more here.
And I would really miss Bernardeschi's social media posts if he leaves TFC and I start following him, because they're great.
Well, let me ask you guys, if you guys were John Herdman and this was your team, you've just got in, you've watched them now over numerous games last season.
There was a lengthy assessment period, yes.
There was an awfully long assessment period. What would you do with those two players?
I would do everything in my power to move them on.
And what you can do with them is two different things. I'm sure they'd like to pick up their contracts.
Yeah, I'll go to the board and say, listen, that was not under my watch. That was a previous watch, even though Bill Manning is still there. They're bad deals. These are bad seeds who have already cost one manager his job, haven't been there for the club. And we need to buy these guys out. And you can't buy them out through MLS rules, I understand that, but you can pay them off and then get a transfer overseas, right? So, I know, maybe you eat 25% of the salary, 50%, I don't know, this is huge money, yeah. And get a club in the Serie A to jump at them, or Saudi Arabia, or wherever the hell it is. I don't think you can continue with these guys. I really don't. I know they're great players when they're happy and they're playing well and they're in an environment they understand and enjoy, but these guys let the team down horribly.
Yeah.
Horribly. You can't come back from that.
I would try to move them on.
He's stuck with them.
And the thing is, too, I mean, we've had this discussion. You've spent so much money on two wide players. You don't have a number nine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you can have all the service you like, but if you've got nobody in front of the net who can put the ball into the goal, then what's the point?
Well, let me ask you this, then.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Say you can't ditch them both. Say that, what about one of them, right? So you could probably convince the board to eat some salary on one of them, say, right?
Yeah.
Which one would you keep? Which means it's Bernardeschi, right? Because he plays more games. Is that the reason? Healthier? More reliable? Well,
I'd do it from a budget side as well.
Right.
I think he settled better than Insigne has.
Yeah. Seems that way. And then you can use that Insigne money to get a number nine or whatever you want to do.
Insigne is playing is doing the grass is always greener thing. He did it as soon as he came over here. Napoli was, you know, the Italian team, Napoli, all of these things was
working against them. And I feel, look, I don't really feel so sorry for millionaire athletes all the time, but this guy thought he was heading in the right direction. And the other thing is, personalities make a big deal. One of the other things about Bernadeschi, he's enthusiastic when he's playing. Insigne looks, he's a Foden for me. He's miserable unless he's scoring or doing something. There's no joy in his game right now. And I hate that, you know, and just going into the Prem again, watching that bright Hove Albion game last night, that was fantastic. And I know they beat JC's Hotspur, but still I was sitting there going, wow, there's so much joy out there. And I don't see that from these two guys at TFC. Bernadeschi shows it every once in a while, but Insigne does not.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And didn't Insigne at the end of the season say, oh, next year I'm going to give 300%, give everything I've got? And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. Where was that?
So this season you just went, no, I'm not going to not give everything, but I'll do it next
year. That's what it does. That's
so the what do you do then, Jimmy? They're both back. You can't see them on. You can't. You have to sort of deal with the contracts, and you know that they're going to be there. Yeah. If you're John, how do you make sure that you integrate them into the team properly? Yeah, that they're not out sort of two outliers, and then it's everybody else. How do you make sure that they're a part of that collective?
If you've gone to the board and you've had those hard conversations and you can't get rid of them, they're not going to eat the salary, then you got to go the other way, where now it's, okay, I've got to smooth these guys. I got to figure out how I'm going to get the best out of them. I'm going out for dinner with them. I'm trying to hang out with them. I'm getting into the office, having good conversations, getting to know them personally, the family, and really try to build that relationship so that I can get the best out of them. Because those two guys, in the football world, you call them coach killers. They can be absolute coach killers if they want to be. And you've got to figure out how you're going to survive with them, with these two players. So it's a difficult situation. It really is. But he's got to figure out how he's got to do it. But that's what I would do. I'd be really trying to get to know them and get them on my side.
Yeah, well, they already successfully killed Bradley.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Michael as well. He's gone. So John's next.
You know, knowing John as we do, I mean, if there's any guy that must look at them and say, man, but if I can get them on the same page, if I can get them happy, what can they do in this league, right? Because clearly we know what they can do. Clearly from a technical standpoint, as footballers, when everything's right in their world, they're great talents. And John Herdman is going to go there and apparently completely reinvent this culture within the team. Can he do it with them? I don't know, but it must be part of John, Craig, that thinks to himself, man, just I can get this figured out. I can sort this. I can make this a happy environment, and then watch out.
Yeah, well, like I said before, he's built cultures better than most. He knows what he's doing from that area really, really well, and it will be a challenge. And when you do take over teams, generally, when you come into a team, it's because they haven't been doing very well, and that's why the coaches got fired. So you're always going to have certain challenges, but he does have the backing of a board that is willing to spend money whenever they need to. So that's a good thing down the road. But I think right now with these two guys, I think he's stuck with them, and he's going to have to figure out, like Jimmy says, a way to get the best out of them and keep them on board. And in a long season, you know, it'll be interesting to see what he can do with them.
It's quite funny though, that you're trying to figure out how you're going to get the best out of these individuals, and you're paying them $15 million a year.
Jesus, good point.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Some flags there, like, maybe.
This guy's not happy. How do I get him to feel comfortable? You're not one of the best cities in the world. You're making $15 million. What the fuck is going on here?
Literally, just do how much you make every day, just sitting at home or going on the treadmill. That's all you have to do. Just throw that number up. Go, oh, I'm doing this for this amount. I can buy some really expensive cheese today. I can go down to the corner and get some pate.
Like, I'm not shitting myself over inflation rates and interest rates and mortgages being renewed.
Exactly.
Yeah, really. Plus,
didn't they get really nice cars? Both of them are driving around, and Insigne's in like a Hummer or one of those things. A Jimmy-mobile almost.
Like every month, every every month you're getting paid and you're just, oh, there's another seven figures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How hard is it to show up with a smile on your face? Jesus.
Charms, did we get your hot takes yet and your predictions?
Okay, I'll give you one. The Labour piece will not be Labour piece. It will drag on. I think the women against the men will get ugly. I think the women might have to go public that they're pretty close and happy with the deal, and the men aren't. And that might shine a light on the goings on behind the scenes. I think this thing might get uglier this year. It's gone very quiet, very quiet. And I know in comes the new general secretary, and her well, biggest job, let's be honest, is getting these two sides together and agreeing on a deal. But I just don't know. You know,
yeah, but Charms, the general secretary doesn't, I've predicted, she doesn't get named until March.
No, so. January 22nd. that's my I hope I'm wrong. That's a bit of a hot take, right? That it'll just get worse and worse. And I think the men and women will start going butting heads here a little bit. The men have lawyered up with a hot shot American lawyer. What's that?
Do you think there'll be a new president in May?
I wonder. Good question, right? I don't know. Is the incumbent, is she happy in the job? Does she want to stick around? I don't know.
Yeah, of course she does.
I know. Right now, women run the game in this country, though.
Right? Craig got up and he started walking around without his mic turned off. So we're hearing some noises in the background. Craig, please don't go to the bathroom. I don't need a Leslie Nielsen naked gun. The longest, saddest pee in history.
Saddest pee? What's saddest? A sad pee?
It's when it starts and stops and starts and stops, and it's a little drizzle. And you're like, is that a normal 50 something year old pee?
Oh, look at this mug it's got
what
there.
Is that?
Look at that. That's amazing. It's a mug with Craig's face. And he's wearing a suit, but he's holding a ball in one hand, which is ironic.
And they spelled his name right.
And then John spelled
my name right. Yeah.
You know, every sip, he's like, good morning, me.
Was that a Christmas present, Craig?
No, it was when the 2014 World Cup at CBC, they got us all mugs.
You got mugs?
How come that's the first time we're seeing that mug? That shit,
like you said, Wang Alei said, no one's bragging in this fucking game of ours.
That's a brilliant mug. That should be on every. Dubs would have it all over the back of her. Like she'd have 17 of those. Yeah. Right in the back, right beside Yao Ming.
I want one of those mugs.
I know you do.
The best part of Forrest getting up there and going to the bathroom was his CPL final scarf is draped over his seat, but you could only see F-I-N, fine, end. That's like, that's very appropriate.
We can get merch.
You
done.
Didn't give
we
us your months. Prem. You didn't give us your prem.
Okay. I'm going to say I'm with City winning it still. De Bruyne's back.
Wow.
I'm so disappointed in you.
I know. Well, I don't want it to happen. I think it's going to be City, Liverpool, Arsenal, Villa, and Spurs.
So you got Tony, our Tony Bet prem predictions. You've got Villa. Everyone's got Villa doing still well, right? Except me. Jimmy has them winning.
Sherman's dog also likes Villa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big fan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. So that's my predictions. Maybe next week we'll get some predictions, hot takes from our listeners. We'll put a post up. I also want to get into also one specific need for if there's one contender in that top five that needs one player more than anything else, who is it? What team is it that's desperate to make one big signing? Who is it? We'll talk about that next week because we should get to our 30 picks about now.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Yeah. DJ Melo D.
Holidays, 14 picks. It's 14 picks. It's the Thursday before the Monday. Thursday, Friday.
It's Friday. So our wonderful supporters clubs have put their bet in.
They're very good.
Because they actually put some thought into their bets, as we know, unlike the rest of us. And as I... shit, hang on. Oh, here it is. All right, I got it. Okay, bear with me. All right, so they have a little three-match parlay. They have, and this won't satisfy Jimmy here, but they have Glasgow Rangers beating Celtic.
What?
the big old firm derby. They have Villa like beating that. Burnley, and they have Wrexham beating Walsall. $5 pays $44.75. Actually, I think it's $45 now. I put the bet in earlier today. I think it's $45. So yeah, that's their parlay. And of course, they're coming off a win. That's put Craig's computer fund at $530. Well, $30 really, because we started at $500. $30 up after how many months now? Jesus Christ. That's pathetic.
Wow. Better than my investment of 2023, so that's good. $30.
I have a betting question, and it was Phil, who's part of our supporters club or a fan of the show, and he asked this about our abysmal betting record. And you guys can enlighten me because I don't know. When you're doing parlays, do you have to bet on the outcome?
Nope.
No, you can bet on anything.
So he said, basically, we are doing this wrong.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. We're doing it the hardest way, but that gives us banter and content, right? So we agree, Phil. We agree. Yeah. We know we could do this differently.
Okay. Yeah.
We suck.
It's as if most of us don't even think about the bet until we're actually putting the bet in.
It's as if, yes. Can I Sorry, Sharms.
I was just saying, maybe a New Year's resolution for us all could be to put more effort into this. Generally speaking, not just the bets. Just put more effort into this. All right. How about that? Is everyone aboard?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going.
I don't need to put any more effort I'm not looking at anyone here.
am I looking at Jimmy here? Yeah, I am. Good. Okay. Oh, it's not 9 o'clock, huh? Anyway, all right. Who wants to bet? Dubs, what were you saying?
I was going to say I wanted to jump in. I wanted to piggyback on the supporters club bet, Villa over Burnley.
Okay, oh, you just wanted
to. I also do that? Well, Forrest did it last time with the Wrexham bet, and I thought, yeah, of course, I just want to get in there early.
Yeah, it's good.
Villa should beat Burnley. They're home.
Sneaky, Dubs. You're lurking. Mm-hmm. Dubs is lurking, just like my three-way on the bottom.
Were they even aware that you were there, Wonger? How do you sneak in there?
I just felt this pain.
Inscrutable. Those inscrutable half-Asians. Once again, being racist. As I bow.
When you make a racist joke, Wonger, is it still half-racist?
You know what? I don't give a shit. I can give as well as I can take. So it's not one of those things I ever worried about. And right,
but
if someone
Asian
needed
jokes, that's why you half can't racist.
Keep getting invited back into three.
Well, look, I have to admit, we're better drivers. Half Asians are better drivers than half white guys. So, like, you know, this is what we have to contend with.
He's not okay. Wong.
No, I'm not Wong. I'm not white or Wong.
All right, hey Jimmy, what do you have this weekend?
I wanted to take Southampton over Plymouth. They play today, but I don't want to wreck it right away, so I'm going to
thank you.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
So I'm going to take AC Milan over Sassuolo.
Ooh, I like that. AC Milan over Sassuolo from this Serie A.
I love that. I love that Phil Collins song.
Sassuolo. Isn't Pioli in trouble right now as well, Jimmy? Like, this is a big game for him. Yeah, he could be fired.
For who?
Pioli. That's the coach of AC Milan.
Yeah.
Pioli, right? If they lose this one, he could be gone. Could be canned.
Possibly. Well, they're sitting in third right now. Yeah. They need this result.
Maybe by the next show, we'll know that Tejan Buchanan is an Inter Milan player, right?
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
The official. Craig, where are you going?
I'm going to go with a match from Friday, Ipswich over QPR.
The Tractor Boys.
Against Danny Dicchio's old team.
Ipswich, where are we here?
They're down in the dumps, QPR? I was looking them up the other day.
Are they really?
They're not doing great. No.
They were, when I looked them up a week ago or 2 weeks ago, they were close to relegation, actually.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Every time I hear QPR, Queen's Park Rangers, I think about Elf, where Santa's in Central Park and he's being chased by the Central Park Rangers. That's what my brain does every single time.
The four with other horses. Yes, yeah. I remember that scene. It's like Lord of the Rings almost.
Mm-hmm. Wonga, where is your...
I'm going somewhere super easy. And it will be...
Sheffield United? Oh,
no, I'm going for Tottenham over Bournemouth.
Easy? That's not easy.
Easy.
Sure it is. They're at home. And it's a Sunday match. So they'll have some sleep over getting over the last couple days from yesterday.
They don't wear their shitty kit again.
Oh, that's
like baby poop color. It's disgusting.
Horrible. It was almost on the yellow side, eh?
It's awful.
Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to find this game. Can't find it right now.
Well, it's there.
Yeah. What day is that?
December 31st. Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
Sunday, still, Sunday, Sunday.
Sunday fun day.
Keep talking. I'm trying to find it here.
Keep filling. Jason, you got anything?
Phil.
Mike Tyson's got a pick.
You know what? Going back to their kit, it is so blah. Like, I mean, normally when a company designs your kit, you know, there's a decision that's got to be made collectively. There's no way. Like, how did that go down sitting around the table where they just went, fuck, that is beautiful. Yeah, yes, that will be our kit.
Mm.
I would love to have been there because let's be honest. It's terrible.
That was a 3-hour meeting that probably should have been an email, and that was the last item on the docket. And they're like, Yep, it's good. Christmas
these
holidays.
These away kits are a lot of them are crazy because that Liverpool green from what was it, the Carabao Cup? That was horrible looking.
Even this past week in the league, they got like a couple of away kits, right? Second and third jerseys. Not a big fan. JC, where are you going? I found this Spurs-Bournemouth game.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'm going to go on a completely different sport to a American football. And I thought about this. I live within sight of the beautiful town of Buffalo, New York. And I love going to Buffalo. They have amazing food, amazing bars. It's not just a passing through shopping destination. It really is awesome. If you haven't explored Buffalo, please go to Buffalo. Their motto is keep Buffalo a secret. So I'm going to go. Yeah, no, that's the thing. That's the thing, which is not working very well for them. or maybe it is. So I'm going to go Bills over Patriots on Sunday. Go Bills.
Okay.
Buffalo's tourism board needs to change their line, their tagline.
Yeah.
Well, we need sponsors, right? Visit Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wear that t-shirt.
Buffalo doesn't smell as bad as you think.
You know what's fun about Buffalo though? So they have the General Mills factory is right on the water. And once a week, they make Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and it wafts over the water onto my house.
Come
so
on.
You go outside, you're like, yeah, it's amazing. It's like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's true.
I've got a bit of a story. My old house used to be on the same street as the Cadbury building. And this is in Toronto, and the Cadbury building's still there. And you just smell like you're like, oh, I want to go to the Depener and buy, you know, 40 pounds of Aero bars. It's wonderful.
All right. I'm going to go for, let's go back to the Prem, shall we? I think Arsenal are going to bounce back and they're plus money against Fulham on the road. Let's go Arsenal there. Okay. All right. $5.
Yep.
Wins is $56.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I'm going to place that bet, shall I? There you go.
Cardboard box.
But you wait, listeners, to the new year when we start putting more effort in to everything. And some of our little parlays might involve things like goal scorers and how many goals in the first half and how many goes overall, that kind of stuff.
Move to Vegas and do this for a living.
Yeah. This is pretty straightforward, right? Easy. Thanks, TonyBet.ca, for showing us the way. That's the future for us. Okay. Anything else you want to get to?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Is this the last one?
The
ultimate. Yeah, because Sunday will be New Year's Eve. That's right. Yeah. Okay. This is our last one of 2023. How was 2023 from the pod world, would you say? pretty good. We welcomed Dubs on.
Yeah. Yeah, we kept our starting lineup from January 1, and Dubs joined our team. So I think that was pretty fucking fantastic. That was one of the highlights. And she straightened her hair recently, because usually that...
It was just up, and now it's down, and not looking so great, but, you know. Pardon?
It was just up.
Forrest perked up.
So we benefit from Dubs all year long. Craig's internet was an issue all year long.
Yeah.
But we have stability to end the season, don't we?
The new season
kicking off next year. And a new,
that's a good one. Stability.
Yeah. Just give us
the last a lot longer in podcasts than you do being a coach. Hey, Jimmy.
Do we have any resolutions? Is it just to be more prepared?
I think we're going to have to do that our first show, maybe Tuesday.
Yeah. And when you say more prepared, Dubs, you mean prepared. Yeah. But maybe we'll do that. We'll do our New Year's resolutions on next show. Next year.
All I think if we're more prepared, I think we'd lose listeners.
maybe.
They listen to us because we're just
part of the charm.
We're off the cuff.
I do have to say I have two things to say about that. Is I've already mentioned how lucky I feel to be a part of this. So thank you. And I also want to say this is kind of a bit of a brag. Wonger, you said we need to be more braggadocious. So last show, just talking unprepared off the cuff about United's squad, I would not have been able to do that last year at this time.
Ooh.
I've watched the most Prem I have probably in my life or prior to having kids. And I'm also grateful for that because I feel like I can fuck off and watch a game with a cup of coffee and say, it's my job, guys. I have to watch this game.
Is that where you're? Yeah, but your kids are getting into it too.
They are. Yeah. Actually watching the game yesterday and watching, I was, a little bit gleeful watching Arsenal lose, pleased for Forrest. And that's how I framed it. I said, Campbell came in, one of the twins. He's like, who used to play for this team, Mama? I said, that's Forrest. That's Forrest's old team. And then Evie actually thought, Jimmy, that you'd played for the red team. I was like, no, wrong red team. He played for Forrest. But then he also realized after I said that was your old team and we were happy about the fact that they were winning. But he said, also, we're happy about this means that Liverpool will stay top of the table. I was like, yes, Campbell.
Come on, Soup.
Way to go.
Love Soup. He's my favorite, your kids.
That was undercut by JP asking, when is the girls chat going to be coming back? I was like, fuck, JP, it's called the broadcast.
The girls
Jesus
chat.
Christ, it's not called the girls chat.
Supporting his wife.
Yeah.
But the girls chat is coming back in the new year as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you promising us brand new headphones today. What happened to those?
I wore my glasses, so I figured it was going to be a lot of stuff. So I bailed.
That's the problem with the big ones, the air traffic controllers.
Right? They're nice, though, aren't they?
They are, but they squeeze your glasses into your ears. So it's not always.
Yeah, it's a consideration, right? So I'm glad I thought of it. Because you guys are going to be making fun of me regardless. So I just was like, no, I'm not doing it.
Well, we look forward to it when you do wear them and we can make fun of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's been a year of the Footy Prime, the podcast. Back next year with a brand new website coming up soon as well. Very soon indeed, in fact. So more content, more ideas, and we'll be leaning more and more on you, supporters group, to fulfill your content obligations.
It's true, too. Mm-hmm. You guys have a whole page, just so you know.
Lots of games this weekend. Fubo TV. So FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. Sign up. Big games coming up. Odd results this time of year, as you've seen so far, they should continue. And TonyBet.ca, make sure you sprinkle a little money like we do every week and win millions. Alright, so until next year, thank you very much. Cheers for listening and keep buying newspapers.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV and by TonyBet. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @Footy_Prime and on Instagram at @FootyPrimeIG.
What's so funny?
Wonger's gag reflex.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Work on that as a resolution.
Sounds like Cinderella going to the ball.
Right.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Year, loves.
Liz.
Happy New Year.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.